Well, earlier on, in the run-up to May 12th, which was the first deadline established by the peace agreement, we launched a 60-day campaign. And within 60 days, there wasn't much progress seen. But we thought this time we should begin the reminder a little
earlier.
Earlier, yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. So as we look at 90 days, of course, 3 months has already gone. Rajab, have you seen any progress within the 6 months, the 3 months that has been, you know, this is supposed to prepare for November 12th? Have you seen, as civil society, have you seen any progress so far? Anything that you say, okay, we're going to meet this deadline?
Well, we have engaged quite a bit with the institutions, security mechanisms that are responsible for implementation of the transitional security arrangements. And in our engagement, we have seen the plans they have laid down to implement the transitional security arrangements. So in terms of the technical work that is required, they have really put down enough plans to be able to expedite the process. And that in itself is positive. And as we speak, there are already forces moving to the cantonment areas, mm-hmm. which is also positive. And I think there are lots of things working out from the side of the security mechanisms. The only concern they raise is that they lack sufficient resources to really move this process faster.
Right. Yeah. And now 89 days, because mm-hmm. we started counting yesterday, yeah. Remaining to the formation. What will civil society organizations be doing during this time?
Well, first, of course, we will definitely put up this clock, the countdown clock around town in strategic locations to serve as a reminder for all of us as South Sudanese that time is running and we should commit to expedite the process. Secondly, we will be engaging with the different security mechanisms to get discuss the progress of implementation of the transitional security arrangements, particularly the cantonment process. We will also be following, monitoring progress, taking off what has been done and following up on what is delaying. Mm-hmm. So we will be really monitoring this process very closely to ensure that we keep track of what's happening, and where things are moving well, we encourage. Where things are not, we support. We kind of remind the parties and also suggest alternatives as active and concerned citizens in this country.
Yes, putting clocks obviously is a pressure that they're going to see, as you did mention, that time is going all the time. But Geoffrey, what could you like to see now the parties do in order to achieve this target? We mentioned about some stumbling blocks of lack of financing and the rest of the thing. But from now, it's 89 days. Before you know it, it's November 12th. What should they be doing from today to achieve this target?
Well, I think the most important thing is to get our priorities right. Mm-hmm. We're talking about insufficient funding to fund the transitional security arrangements. What we want to see is that the government squarely places implementation as a priority for funding. We want to see monies from the Ministry of Finance getting more into funding instead of, you know, other things that we could work on after even the government is formed. Mm. So that priority needs to be reflected. There is a lot of money that we're getting daily as the government of South Sudan. I'm not speaking on their behalf, but we know that the revenue authority is collecting a lot of money on a daily basis, and funding coming through our oil flows. So we cannot really make a lot of excuses saying there is no peace because there's no money.
Right.
We have to just get our priorities right. And then the second is for our lawmakers to really understand that business is not as usual. We have five security laws that has been reviewed by the National Constitutional Amendment Committee, and it has all these laws have been submitted to the Ministry of Justice. They need to pass it within 90 days, meaning that plus that five security laws, we have one law, which is that Political Parties Act, which also needs to be adopted ideally before the formation of transitional government. And the parliament is having
3 days,
3 days of session a week.
Mm-hmm.
What we want to see is they see the sense of urgency that we are seeing. They have to do things differently. Business should not be as usual. We want to see the parliamentarians go 5 days for session instead of 3 days. Mm-hmm. That will show you that at least they are trying to beat the deadline.
All right. Now, Rajab, as we go through the deadline, of course, 89 days left, you're calling for no more delays. That's the stand of the civil society.
Exactly.
Yes. We have some issues that have not been solved here. Mm-hmm. We have the issues of the states, the issue of the boundaries. The state boundaries has been for quite some time now, of course. And we have issues of cantonment. Not all the soldiers right now are in the cantonment areas. Before, do you see these issues being solved within these 89 days from today?
It is. First of all, I would say there is no issue with the states. We know the boundaries of these states from the 1st of January 1956.
Mm-hmm.
We know the boundaries of the communities, the community lands throughout this country. We have used these lands without any difficulties. So it's a matter of agreeing that, yes, we know these things and we should not create problems out of this.
Yes,
so,
and that's the
so
problem.
This does not need a week or 90 days to address. It's a matter of sitting down and agreeing that we should be serious about our country, and then the whole thing will be done. The second thing is on the issue of, as you mentioned, on the issue of the cantonment.
Yes.
You remember in 2005 when we signed the CPA, as South Sudanese, there was this article saying making unity attractive.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the cantonment area should be made attractive. That there is a difference between being at the cantonment areas and being in the bushes or some places. Of course, the barracks are also going to be used to canton the government forces. So they should be made attractive in such a way that once these people begin to get there as they are now, there should be processes moving on straight away. They should be engaged, and there should be a difference. Like they see that there is activity moving on in these places, mm-hmm. and therefore it makes the rest who are not there to even hurry up to get to the cantonment areas. Mm-hmm. So if we work and work seriously, it is possible. And I am impressed by the level of commitment
mm-hmm.
of the security mechanisms, the Joint Defense Board, the Joint Military Ceasefire Commission, and the Joint Transitional Security mm-hmm. Committee.
Mm-hmm.
They are up to the task. And so what they need, as we have said here, is that they should be supported to really implement the plans they have laid down.
Yes. Rajab, just before we go to a very next point, you did mm-hmm. mention, and you said the issue of the states, we know it from 1954, and it's been there for quite some time. And mm-hmm. you said it's just a decision of a week. That's the problem. That decision did not come, and it's not coming. We had 8 months. They didn't work out on that decision. We have 6 months now, which 3 has gone, and not yet come to an agreement really about the issue of 10 states or 32 states. As civil society, how will you advise them in solving the issue of the states before the formation of the transitional government of national unity? Because clearly, as we talk right now, it is an issue. It is an issue that the parties have failed to agree.
Yes, we have a clear position on this issue that we shared with the Technical Boundaries Committee before the IBC started its work. And we were actually updating this position. And in this position, we said decisions on these issues should be based on the existing boundaries that we have used all along, and that community lands should not be tampered with. And that people who got displaced from their ancestral lands should actually be allowed to get back to their hometowns if they so wish, but that they should have the rights to those places. So the issues of the land are very clear. We know mm-hmm. Who has lived where, and these things are very clear. So if we go by some of these things that we already know, it will be very easy to address this issue. So right. the problem is where we want to create new things that will affect the existing arrangements of the country. Mm-hmm. That's where we have difficulties. And We will also step up voices on this issue to ensure that the parties come together and have a decision on this, and we will mobilize.
All right, just in less than 30 seconds each, we start with you, Duke Geoffrey. What will be your final remarks as we launch this 90 days and, of course, 89 left towards the formation of the transitional government of national unity?
First is let's stop these excuses of no money. We have money. If we make the priorities right, we can get the government formed within the 90 days.
Right.
Second is let's bring the other parties that have not signed the agreement on board. And we cannot do it by adding more fire to the existing fire. Dialogue. IGAD and civil society and churches to join hands and bring these parties on board.
Right.
Yeah. I would also reflect, first of all, on what my colleague said earlier, that we will make a formal communication to our representatives in the assembly, Transitional National Legislative Assembly, to work 5 days a week, especially on the security laws and the Political Parties Act, so that on their part, they are also able to make sacrifices to ensure that they accomplish these tasks. And secondly, we are a sovereign country, and sovereignty comes with responsibility. And therefore, we have to deliver on these responsibilities. And this is a call to the political leaders. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Rajaf Mahandis, and thank you, Duke Geoffrey, for coming to Miraya Studios.